So, we meet again at last.
That was Scrunch, and he was grinning. Sort of unnerved me.
Yes, we meet again at last. It's been a long time. Long time Scrunch dream revenge make on Chicken Dog.
On whom?
Chicken Dog.
Oh, I guess that means, me, you might say. His head moved up and down.
I thought maybe that's what you meant. You always did call me Chicken Dog, didn't you?
He nodded.
I never did care much for that name, Scrunch, but by George, if that's what you want to call me. Listen, I know you probably have a few questions to ask me, but I think I can explain everything.
His head moved from side to side.
Scrunch not have question.
Oh,
not even one? Well, in that case, maybe you could give me one small piece of information.
Scrunch not give information.
It's a very small, tiny, little bitty thing. I was wondering where you were on the night of
Chicken Dog not talk. Chicken Dog march into village.
Into the village? That's right over there, I guess you mean, where the rest of your thieving, your kinfolks are, is probably what you're saying. But I have another suggestion, Scrunch. Would you consider, now I know this is going to sound a little outrageous, but hear me out. Would you consider going down to headquarters with me and answering a few questions?
He raised his lips and showed me his teeth. It was a good set. Long, white, and very sharp.
Chicken Dog want die now or later?
Is there a third choice?
No third choice.
Well, in that case, let's save it till later.
Move!
All right, all right.
We started down to the village.
I considered making a break for freedom, but with Scrunch right behind me, I knew I wouldn't stand a chance. He would have been on me like a duck on a June bug. I had to play for time, pick up all the information I could, and hope that a miracle might save me. I might point out here that hoping for miracles wasn't a common cowdog stratagem. I had seldom used it in my work, but then I had seldom found myself in such a mess.